Welcome! Today we're taking the Amalfi Coast slowly. From Positano's cliffside lanes, through historic Amalfi, and up to Ravello's terraces. The aim is simple, beautiful views, memorable food, and a route that leaves room to breathe. This coast can feel cinematic at first glance, with sea light flashing between houses and hillsides dropping toward the water. But its real pleasure arrives when you stop treating every famous corner as a race to the next one. Positano is often the first image people carry home. Pastel buildings stacked on a steep slope, narrow stairways, bougainvillea, and the beach opening suddenly below. It is gorgeous, yes, but it also asks for patience. Almost every direction involves an incline. My advice is to choose one area and wander it properly. Follow the pedestrian lanes, notice small ceramic details and lemon fragrance, then pause at a viewpoint instead of trying to photograph every turn. The changing angles are the experience. Early morning or later afternoon can feel gentler than the busiest middle hours, though no visit comes with a guarantee of quiet. Keep the narrow lanes moving, especially when taking photos, and remember that people live behind those bright facades. Amalfi has a different energy. Its waterfront and central streets are lively, but the town's historic character gives the stop more texture than a quick beach visit. Let yourself look upward. The cathedral anchors the piazza with dramatic striped stonework and a broad staircase. This is a good place for an unhurried meal. Look for a local seafood, pasta in the regional style, or something that uses the coast-celebrated lemons. A simple plate and a shaded table can be more satisfying than chasing a single famous restaurant. If the center feels busy, do not mistake that for failure. Step a street or two away, linger over coffee, or simply watch the rhythm of arrivals and departures by the water. Amalfi rewards a pause between destinations. Then there is Ravello, above the coast rather than directly on it. The climb changes the mood. The air can feel quieter, the sea looks farther away, and the view becomes a broad composition of cliffs, villages, terraces, and horizon. Ravello is for lingering in gardens and on terraces, not for rushing through a checklist. Take your time with the viewpoints and the details of the town. It offers a useful counterweight to the busier waterfronts below. For a short first visit, base yourself in one place and give each stop enough room. You might explore Positano one day, spend another day in Amalfi with time for Ravello, and leave a final stretch open for a return visit, a swim, or simply a slower lunch. Driving may sound flexible, but the coastal roads are narrow, busy, and demanding. Walking is best within each town. Ferries can be a pleasant alternative when they are operating, while buses connect key places but can be crowded and constrained by road conditions. Build in slack rather than assuming every connection will feel effortless. Check official local transport and access information close to your trip, particularly for seasonal services. Late spring or early autumn often suits travelers looking for milder conditions and less peak summer intensity. The weather and crowds always vary. A little courtesy makes a visible difference here. Stay on designated paths. Respect dress requirements where they apply, support local shops and family-run places, and keep voices low in residential lanes. These towns are not scenery alone, they are working communities. The useful takeaway is that the Amalfi Coast becomes more rewarding when you choose fewer stops and give them time. Let Positano's lanes, Amalfi's history, and Ravello's height unfold at a human pace. Thank you for listening. Travel patiently. Make space for local life and leave every narrow walkway a little easier for the next person. Until next time, take good care.